So welcome everybody on this call. Thank you for joining us today. Today we have a much shorter agenda than the last time we met. I think you can see it in the rear room if you are able to join it. So we would just run briefly through the action points, then we would spend most of the time talking about the agenda, and at the end specifically about the panel discussion, and we should of course decide next call, and there is space for any other business. Do you have any addition to the agenda, or are you okay with that?
It's okay to me.
Okay.
Excellent. So let's quickly run through the agenda. Action 27, Katrina and Gabriela to starting a Twitter account. We're still some time, so if something changed, please tell us, but we have time for Toronto meeting, I guess.
Yes, I have to apologize to Katrina here because it wasn't explicitly said that Katrina was going to help me here, but I just assumed so. So, Katrina, I made you.
Yeah, I know that. Yes.
Okay, excellent.
Yes, we will do that. We really still have time. And
Yes.
Action 28. Me and Gabby should liaise with the host. So about the meeting room, I haven't done that. Gabby, did you talk to Byron or somebody from CIRA?
Well, since Byron did declare that he was going to ensure that we have a nice meeting room, I didn't talk to Byron, but I ensured that our meetings team were informed that we were not happy again and that this will become a bigger issue in the future, so that they're prepared. So I'm trusting that
excellent.
What Byron said will, be done.
Excellent. 29, about the count the people in the room.
I sent him an email earlier today. He was actually on holiday, so that's why I didn't do it immediately. So I haven't had a reply yet, but
no problem.
It was sent today.
Excellent, but it's ongoing. Perfect.
Yes.
The job profile to the respondents to the CNSO meeting survey, that's done, I believe. You sent
it. Well, it will be done once the survey
sure.
is there, but the next action item to post the question on the job profile. I sent the question earlier today, and you're welcome to give your input on it if you would like to have it differently formulated, perhaps. Just let me know.
So it looks good to me. I don't know if someone else wants to comment that. Oh, if you were able to read it.
Well, let's say if no one says anything before the in a week's time, then we just leave it the way it is.
Yeah, that's the best solution, sure. Action 32, chair to ask Byron to contribute with gadgets. I sent it today, a couple of minutes ago, so it's ongoing, and let's see what Byron answers. Action 33... Gabriel, forward Key Davison, suggestion of panel discussion.
Yeah, that was done. I sent it just straight after the last call. He had a few suggestions on speakers, and I emailed him and I said that we decided yes, we'll go forward with the panel, but we might have some different. We might change some of his. Suggestions, but that's up to the group that will deal with the panel discussion to decide. So that's done.
Excellent. Action 34, redraft agenda based on feedback. That will be item number 2, so we'll talk about it. And action 35, send out a doodle poll. That's done because we have a meeting now. So that's everything. And.
Yeah.
I think the best time is now to talk about the meeting agenda, and Gabby, if you can tell us what changes have you made and what happened since the last call.
Yes, well, first of all, you know of the issue with GAC. We haven't heard anything from the GAC, and since Heather Dryden has been on holiday, we only sent a letter to her earlier this week, actually, because we know she has been on holiday anyway. So we haven't heard anything from the GACS, but we assumed that they will move it to... We had to do something, so I was just assuming that we will have it on Tuesday afternoon, because that's what... that's what suits us most.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I just got an email right now that Canada probably will be able to help us with accounting. I just got an email right now about that.
Excellent.
But she will confirm later. But anyway, okay. So I assume that we will have it on Tuesday afternoon, because that's what we are suggesting, because Tuesday morning would really be a problem for us. So I have no big changes to the Tuesday morning sessions. I have just specified the speaker for the IANA contract renewal update. The only thing that I added was between 12:30 and 12:45, I have added something called the CCNSO update. This is most likely because, as I mentioned at the last call, that we have a suggestion, we have presented the council with a suggestion to change the format of the CCNSO dinners to cocktails, and that caused quite a debate, and we don't know, but we might have to present this to the members, actually. So this is not confirmed yet, but I think that there might be a possibility that we have to talk to the members about this. So I reserved some time there to give an update on that, before it's a CCNSO update.
Okay, makes sense.
Then, as I said, I put the joint meeting with the GAC in the afternoon, assuming that's fine. Otherwise, we have to fiddle around, but we're hoping that this will work. After the coffee break, it was mentioned we should have an update on internet governance. I put the WCIT update, and I just put Keith Davidson there as a speaker. That was just a suggestion from my side that we could have him there. I was thinking I have put 30 minutes for now, but we can probably extend it a little bit if it's of interest. So this depends on your feedback and what things will happen. We might, as I said, we can, I think, extend it to 45 minutes if of interest. I just wanted to have your feedback, if you can suggest any speakers or any specific topic. But I think we can come back to that after I've presented the agenda. Then the last session, the IDN session, what I've done here is I emailed... Well, we know that the IDN PDP Working Group 1 needs an update, I think at least half an hour, because they actually have presented a PDP now. However, with the VIP update and the universal acceptance, I emailed the people from these working groups asking them, do you have anything of importance to update us on? Because if you look at the survey results, very frequently, people said that if the working groups don't have any significant things to update us on, they should rather write a written report, submit a written report. So I actually asked them, do you have anything of significance? So far, I just had a reply from the VIP group saying that they will not need to present at our session because they have a different session and they will just want to, they will send out some information about that closer to the meeting. So the VIP update will actually go. I haven't heard from the universal acceptance people yet, but I'm assuming that the IDN session actually will be shorter, and this is why we can make the internet governance session longer. So it will probably be maybe half an hour, the IDN session, not longer. That's meeting day one. Does anyone have any questions for meeting day one so far?
Yeah, maybe I didn't know how you meant the WCIT update, how it can be extended, but I don't have any suggestion, but it seems to me to be a very important topic, as this is the main I think, the main topic of this year, because, you know, this may change completely the landscape of ICANN and of the interim governance. So if there is a possibility, I would really like to hear more about this topic, but I don't have any suggestion for a speaker except Keith. So.
This is Youngan.
Yeah?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, Youngan.
Yes, sorry. I was trying to unmute myself. I think maybe with regard to WICCID, maybe we could put out a call to the members and invite people to talk. If they have any significant information about WICCID, maybe with regard to their government or something they've heard from their government or other members or whatever. So, I mean, that's one way we could maybe recruit some members.
Sorry, I didn't hear who spoke. Hello, Patricia, was it perhaps you? I heard a man speaking, but I wasn't sure who.
I was not speaking.
I think it
okay,
was Diego,
sorry.
Wasn't it?
Oh, Diego?
No, I'm sorry. It's background noise. One of my phones.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Sorry.
Okay, sorry. So the suggestion is that we make a call for members to speak on this. I think that could be a good idea. So what I do is I prolong the session. I will extend it to at least 45 minutes. And then based on the feedback, we can see, if, you know, what type of speakers we get.
Excellent.
Right. One more thing is that the IDN session and, the session after that doesn't need to be that long, it seems. So I think we can...
I think actually what we could do if we want to have it even longer, we could probably put make the IDN session start at 5 to 5:30 actually. So we could actually even extend it to 1 hour. So it's an important topic. So let's do the call and let's see what we get.
Okay, perfect.
Are you all happy with this? Otherwise, I'll also ask Keith to give an update for people, just an update on what's going on, what will happen, and so on. Okay, well then, meeting day two. Again, as I said, we're assuming that we're meeting with a GAC on Tuesday afternoon. So, as we spoke last time, we decided to make a follow-up session on the marketing of PNSSEC. And I checked who was the speaker back then. There was a panel discussion, and I didn't pick all of them, but Andre, you were a speaker, and I guess you're happy to speak on this topic again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. True.
I haven't asked Philippe Dubois, but I will. We haven't asked Roelof Meyer either. He was not a speaker last time, but since it has happened so much in .nl, we will ask him to speak, and we're assuming that's fine. And Bart, who couldn't attend today's call, he thought it would be important to get VeriSign on board if possible.
Mm-hmm.
So he was going to check with Chuck Gomes if he could send someone. And I've reserved over 1 hour for this session because we normally, well, it says it starts at 9, but we will probably start a little bit late. So to be sure that it's not too rushed, because that's what we've been criticized for so many times, that we're rushing through the session. So I prefer to have a long session here. Then I have a new item, 10:20 to 10:45. This was actually added on the request of Leslie and Michaeli Nalon from Black Knight. The GNSO have a PDP out now on the locking of a domain name subject to UDRP proceedings, and he and the working group working on this PDP, they were tasked to get feedback from the CCNSO amongst others,
and he was really pushing us to get our feedback. And the only way we could think of doing this was to allow him to have a few minutes and in our meetings. And we actually had a few minutes, so I said to him he can come and speak then. Because many CCTLDs use the UDRT system anyway, so it could be of interest. So this is why I allowed him for 25 minutes. I'm not sure he will actually be the speaker, but he or someone else from that working group will be. So I hope that's okay with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, his company is called Black Knight. I think there is a typo there.
Yeah, I asked him to give me an exact title and so on, but...
Yeah, sure.
Okay, Patricio, can you mention what's in that link? Because you just sent us a link, I see.
Pardon me?
You just sent a link about Wicked. Could you send what's in that link?
It is a public consultation that the ITU just opened about the Wicked, and they made public their draft input document.
Oh, that's interesting. I can send that to the list if you like. What you can do is, Patricio, perhaps.
Get to the program working group list, you say?
No, I was thinking of the list, the members
okay.
list.
I'll do that.
Yeah, great. So that it becomes even more relevant then, basically. How long is the comment period? Let me check. till the 3rd of November. So yes, that will be very, very, very relevant. So yes, I think it's important that we continue with that session. Okay, well, after the coffee break, we have the CCTLD news session. Again, I still have the Danish Domain Name Act there because Lisa said she's happy to move it in case we don't get, if we have too many volunteers, she's happy to move it to the Beijing meeting. But it's already a possibility. So with your permission, if it's okay, I will send out a call for CCTLD news session contributions as well, today or tomorrow. And then we'll see. If,
mm-hmm.
Are you happy
okay.
with that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I will not, again, I think I will limit it to about 4 or 5 speakers because we don't want to be too crowded. I think that we found a good balance during the last 2 meetings at least. Otherwise, we would just rush it through because also the regional organizations need to have their updates. And I know we don't have any regional organization on the call today, but I'd like to put it down that I think that we should try to continue with the template that Peter and Carolina developed for the TRAB meeting. I think that was a good idea, and can we agree that we should try to continue with this template system?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then we have a panel discussion in the afternoon. I have put up the speakers that Keith suggested, including Lisa, because Lisa, and I confirm with Lisa, she's happy to be on the panel instead of giving a presentation. He suggested Demi Monaghan, Jay Daly, Annabeth, and Demi, and Lisa. But this is really up to whoever will, you know, volunteer to be part of this panel committee to decide who actually should be invited. So I just put them up there because that was Keith's suggestions. And we also need to find a chair and a moderator. So that's the agenda. Does anyone have any questions about the agenda?
Yeah, maybe me. There's one thing. The morning session about DNSSEC would be directly conflicting with this DNSSEC workshop. Do you think it's a problem, or what the others think about it, because there will be roughly the same topic in different room, the development in the last year about the NSX. So I don't know if that's good or bad for us.
That's probably bad. Well, the problem is that because of the GAC, we don't know really what's going to happen. So how long does it take? Do you know the other session? How long does it take?
The NSX workshop is since 8 o'clock up to the lunch, I guess.
Lunch.
I can send you the program of that, because I'm a speaker in that session as well, but in different times, so I could make it, but seems to me a little bit unfortunate.
Well, we could try to do something on Wednesday afternoon. We can try to switch something, but we don't know until we have confirmation from the GAC. But I will note this, that this is a problem, and let's see.
Okay.
The thing is, with a domain name locking session there, he cannot do Tuesday, so he has to be on Wednesday. And
mm-hmm. I see.
So that means we only we can have the WCIT update on Tuesday and Wednesday morning instead.
Okay.
Let me check. But again, it's very much dependent on the GAC. Oh.
Okay. I will send you current agenda of the DNSSEC workshop just to see what's going on. And it's not confirmed, but they will probably not change it too much. It's from 8:30 to 2:45 p.m.
From 8:30 to 2:45. Mm. Mm. Like, it depends on what the internal, agenda is of that meeting. Will they cover exactly the same topic in the morning session?
It starts with a panel discussion about DNSSEC activities in North America. Then there is panel discussion DNSSEC in the wild, and there is panel discussion encouraging DNSSEC adoption, what has worked and what hasn't. It's all about DNSSEC, basically, the whole thing.
I will try to switch something with a Tuesday session. I will probably put the WCIT session on Wednesday morning, and then I switch to DNSSEC to Tuesday.
Yeah, if everyone is fine with that, it was just my suggestion, but I haven't heard anybody else.
I think you're right. So. Okay, well, I'm making a note that I will try to switch to these two sessions, and also I wanted to ask if once this is done, and knowing that we might have to change a lot because of the GAC, but if we can still try to aim at putting up this agenda during this week, because the Toronto meeting is really, coming quickly, and people need to know at least roughly what we will talk about. So I would really like to aim at having this published this week.
Okay.
Or is this too premature? What do you think?
No, I think it's fine. I think we agreed all the major points, so I don't think it's a problem to publish it early. Of course, we may be forced to make some changes, but that's always so. If we will agree on all the topics, I think it's a good time to publish. At least the people will see what they can look forward to.
Yeah. I will not publish the names if we don't have them confirmed.
Sure.
Yes, Yang, I'm sorry.
I would just like to note that the GAC session hasn't been finalized yet, right?
No, it hasn't. I know, but we cannot, knowing the GAC, they can finalize it a few days before, and we cannot really wait for them. So we will have to, alert people that this might change and so on. But
right.
At least so they know that what topics we're going to raise, that's always something. So
It's unfortunate, but what can we do? I think we have to go, you know, go ahead and do our thing.
Okay, agreed. Just mention that it's tentative.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
I just sent the DNSSEC workshop agenda to the list, so you can look at it if you're interested in.
Okay.
Sorry.
I'll try to switch that session to Tuesday. I shouldn't be from nothing. So, okay. Well, I think that's the agenda. I think now we need to find some volunteers to look into the panel discussion. I think Keith Davidson is happy to help. But
excellent.
What needs to be done is a few people need to volunteer to come together and draft a paper on what's expected from the panelists, what exactly they're going to discuss. And this needs to be done within, I guess, the next 2 weeks.
Okay. Are there any volunteers for this?
I think the person that should be responsible for this has to be Keith, because he suggested it, but I'm happy to cooperate or help him work on it.
Thank you.
This is Luis. I can help too if you need some help in this.
Okay, and after that, Keith, Young, and Luis, someone else? I think we need at least one more per person to help Keith.
One more suggestion is that maybe we should try to get somebody from other parts of the world, or we should try to get people from different types of registries.
I agree, but again, this is something I think this little committee have to, you know, you have to discuss that internally with Keith.
Okay.
But yes. You're right in that observation. Is there anyone else who would like to join Keith, Youngham, and Louise in this?
If nobody, I can join that group, Gabby.
Okay, Andre, I'll put you down. And I will email Keith, and if possible, if you could work on this, you know, within the next 2 weeks, perhaps.
Okay.
That would be great. Okay.
Perfect.
I think
that's done, this item. And we have the one before last is the date of the next meeting. So we will be possibly done with the briefing paper and the there might be some small tuning with the agenda. And we need to appoint the session chairs. That's the last task we have in this, right? So, Gabby, what do you think?
Andre, I'm not even sure whether we need. You know, I suggest that we don't decide on a date right now. But I think that we can do pretty much of this online,
mm-hmm.
per email. Mm-hmm. And if we feel that a call is needed because, let's say, the GAC refuses to meet with us or whatever, you know, whatever happens,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
then we should be prepared to have a call pretty soon. But I think that much of our work now can be done online. So I would suggest we wait and see. We're staying prepared to have a call, but only if needed. That's my suggestion.
Makes sense for me. So, yeah, unless somebody else disagrees, I support this.
Just one thing. If Keith is going to be responsible for the panel session, then
mm-hmm.
We should have somebody else tentatively for the wicket. Maybe Patricio?
I'm not familiar enough with the subject to do that.
Mm.
I'd like to be, but not at this time.
I don't think that Keith would mind to be involved in both, to be honest. So I mean, it's not a panel discussion, the wicked session. That would just be an update. So I don't think he would mind, and he wouldn't probably not, you know, he would probably just have some of the session and others would give updates on the rest. So I don't think that's too much of a problem, unless someone volunteers to do it instead.
I think he would mention if he would become overloaded, so I'm not afraid of that as well.
Yeah.
And you are true. We will call for the other speakers, so there will be probably more speakers than just Keith there, so I don't think there's a problem. Keith is used to have more presentations per day.
So let us go ahead and ask, you know, Keith if he's fine, and if he protests, then we can come up with something else. But I think that shouldn't be too much of a problem.
I think so.
Young'em, do you agree or disagree?
Fine.
Okay.
No problem.
Perfect. So I believe this is all we had to cover, and we have just any other business. Does anyone have something to comment, to say, to discuss, or, well, do you have something? Excellent. So we are done. It was pretty quick this time, but I think we made a progress. And we promise to continue online, so I will be happy to read your email soon. And thank you very much. Thank you, Gabby, for preparing this call. And see you next time or in Toronto.
Okay.
Great.
Yeah, see you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Okay, goodbye. See you.
Bye. See you.